Welcome to the Voice of Truth on 103.3 WAJR-FM, the radio broadcast ministry of Christian Apostolic Church in Clarksburg, West Virginia. And now, your host, author, teacher, and pastor, Doug Joseph.
Let's worship the Lord with Sister Adina as she ministers in song.
Stage and set the sound and lights ablaze. If that's the measure you must take to crush the idols, just jerk the pews and all the decorations too, until the congregation's few, then have revival. Tell your friends that this is where the party ends. Until you're broken for your sins, you can't be social. And read the word and wait for what he has in store. And know that great is your reward, so just be hopeful as you can. Sing all you want to, yes you can. You can sing all you want to. You can sing all you want to and still get it wrong. Oh, worship is more than a song. Take a break from all the plans that you have made, and sit at home alone and wait for God to whisper. Beg and please to open up his mouth and speak, and pray for real upon your knees until they blister. Lord, shine a light on every corner of your life, until the pride and lust and lies are in the open. Then read the word and put to test the things you've heard, until your heart and soul are stirred and rocked and broken. 'Cause you can sing all you want to. Yes, you can. You can sing all you want to. You can sing all you want to and still get it wrong. Oh, worship is more than a song. We must not worship something that's not even worth it. So clear a stage, make some space for the one who deserves it. And anything I put before my God is an idol. Anything I want with all my heart is an idol. And anything I can't stop thinking of is an idol. Anything that I give all my love is an idol. 'Cause I can sing all I want to. Yes, I can. I can sing all I want to. We can sing all we want to. place. If that's the measure you must take to crush the idols.
Bring you a message tonight from the Word of the Lord. I want to pause and say, my goodness, my girl can sing. She did not know what my text was or what my sermon would be. It's all about the Lord crushing idols. And these things do not escape my notice when our singers pray and seek God and bring a message, and it is in line with what He has given the preacher who has prayed for a message. I'd like to ask you to turn with me in your Bibles to Isaiah chapter 43. And I'll be reading there verses 18 through 22. And we'll also go to Isaiah chapter 46. And then for our New Testament reading, we'll be reading in Romans chapter 1. As is my custom, I'll read from the Old Testament and the New Testament. Isaiah chapter 43, beginning with verse 18. Remember ye not. Notice here in this statement, we are told not to remember. Later in chapter 46, we'll be told that we're supposed to remember. Here in Isaiah 43, remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beast of the field shall honor me, and the dragons and the owls, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. This people I have formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. But then in pleading with unfaithful Israel, the next verse he says, but thou hast not called upon me, O Jacob, but thou hast been weary of me, O Israel. And then if you'll look with me in Isaiah chapter 46 and reading there, beginning with verse 9, remember the former things of old. Again, notice, and we'll talk a little bit more about why this seeming contradiction is here. We're told not to remember. Then we're told to remember. Remember the former things of old, for I am God. And there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Speaking of pleasure, notice the colon connecting us into the words that follow. This is what God's pleasure is, calling a ravenous bird from the east. And then God uses that as a metaphor, the fact that he makes a bird know how to migrate. He tells us what that's a metaphor for. The man that executeth my counsel from a far country. Yea, I have spoken it. I will bring it to pass. I have purposed it. I will do it. Hearken unto me, ye stout-hearted that are far from righteousness. I bring near my righteousness. It shall not be far off. And my salvation shall not tarry, and I will place salvation in Zion for Israel, my glory. And then if you'll look with me in Romans chapter 1, in Romans chapter 1, and I'll be reading there starting with verse 18, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Bible scholars tell us that that phrase, hold the truth, refers to an effort to suppress the truth or hold it down. Who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath shown it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, or in other words, his eternal power and deity, so that they are without excuse. because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. And my title tonight is Remember or Not. Remember or not. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, challenge us tonight through your word. Quicken our understanding. Lord, I pray, let your holy presence and your holy word be alive in our midst and in our understanding, Lord. Lord, I pray, let us not just be preoccupied in thinking upon you, Lord, but let thoughts of you, Lord, dominate our thoughts. Lord, I pray, be unto us the predominant feature and focus of our mindset, our heart, all of our thought process. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Let's give a hand praise to the Lord as we're seated. God bless you as you're seated. I want to say thank you again to all of the healthcare workers. Thank you to all of the supply train and freight workers, all of the grocery store workers, particularly the healthcare workers that really, those that are having to deal with treating people that are infected or having to have concerns about being infected. What a great dedication they are showing. I want to say thank you to those of you that are here to help us to put together this live stream so that we can continue to find some meager way to minister to those who are at home because of the quarantine. Even those of us that are here are being careful to keep distance between us. But I so much appreciate your willingness to come and help us. Amen. I want to call your mind again to this interesting seeming contradiction. On one hand, the Lord says through the prophet Isaiah, don't remember the things of old. And then just a few verses later, just a couple, three chapters later, he says through the same prophet, it's the same God speaking through the same prophet, and he says seemingly the exact opposite. He says to remember the things of old. And so as the Lord brought this to my attention, and I began to pore over this and study on it, the Lord showed me that He was engaged in a theological firefight with his own backslidden people. And in this firefight, the Lord is defending the proof of his own existence to his people. And if you study this out, you'll realize that when he's making two completely different points, he's proving that there are things in our past we must remember, and there are things in our past we must not remember. And I want to talk to you about how to know the difference. First of all, I want to show you that the Lord always, and without any seeming contradiction, he always says, remember me. Remember that I am God. It's not the Lord that we are ever to forget. When he says, remember ye not, he doesn't say, remember ye not me. He says, remember ye not, and he refers to former things of old. And so right in through this passage, there is instances where the Lord says, remember me, remember me, remember that I'm the one who saved you. I'm the one who brought you out of Egypt. Remember me. I'm the one who carried you. I'm the one who carries you. There's this theme all the way through. He's saying the false gods are nothing. The false gods are made up. The false gods are baloney. The false gods aren't real. The false gods can't save you. The false gods can't talk to you. The false gods can't do anything for you. I'm the one true God. Look at all that I've done. And in everything that he's doing, he's crushing the idols. And as he's crushing the idols, he makes this dual reference to past things, former things of old. And we realize that those things fall into two categories. To any believer who looks back at their past, to any believer who looks back at the past of the scripture, Everything from the past will do one of two things. Everything from your own memory, everything from your own human experience, it will do one of two things. That is something in your past that reminds you that God is real, that God is true, that God is all powerful, that God has no limits, that there's nothing impossible for him. Those are the things from the former things of old that we are to remember. But then there are things that are from of old that actually, if we allow ourselves to be tricked into magnifying our knowledge of history and our knowledge of human limits and our knowledge of whatever it is, laws of nature, laws of physics, laws of quantum mechanics, laws of thinking what we know about what's possible and what's not possible, you can remember so much that you actually will start trying to limit God. Well, that can't possibly happen because it's never been that way. It's never happened that way. Those are the kinds of things, former things of old, that we are not to remember. And this phrase, don't remember them, doesn't so much mean that you have to like go get a lobotomy or find somebody that knows how to surgically cut certain memories out so you can't remember quantum mechanics or can't remember laws of physics or can't remember how gravity works. That's not the point. The point is, don't let your stinking thinking make you limit God in your heart. Look at what God says in the context of saying remember not. He says, remember not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. In other words, if you're thinking that you can predict what I can and cannot do because you're trying to measure my future performance against your memory of things in the past, then you don't get who and what God is. God is not limited. When God said, I'm going to cause a virgin to conceive and bring forth a son, that was something that had never happened before. God was not limited by the fact that it had never happened before. And so the concept is God has a plan, and that plan involves miracles. That plan involves God doing things he's never, ever done before. It may involve him doing things that he will never, ever do again. We have no record in all of history of humanity prior to Jesus being conceived in Mary's womb. In all history prior to that, never saw it. And in all history since then, we've never seen it. And we may never see it again. But God stepped up and said, I'm going to do a new thing. And so we understand how powerful God is. With man, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Man finds this impossible, but for God, nothing shall be impossible. And so regardless of how bleak your situation may look during this pandemic, maybe you're out of a job, maybe you're out of money, maybe you're out of gas, maybe you're out of food. And I will tell you, if you are hurting with regard to staples and food, please let us know. Anything we can do to help, we will help. But maybe you're in a situation where you don't even know how tomorrow is going to work out. I come to you with a word of faith. God is not limited by a pandemic. He is not limited by a virus. God's power is unlimited. And even during this pandemic, we've had testimonies of two miracles, heal of cancer and then internal organs that had shut down, turned back on, working again. The doctor said, I can't explain it. Folks, even in the midst of this pandemic, God is working miracles. I do not think it's arrogant for us to say that we're going to pray for God to end the pandemic. I don't think that's arrogant at all. The scriptures tell us Abraham has this friendship relationship with God where he dares to stand in the path of the angelic manifestation of God. He dares to stand in the way and withstand the path of this soldier and say, let me argue with you on behalf of the people of this city. And in fact, if there's so many righteous, will you spare the city? And he has this dialogue, and he actually gets the Lord through the angel to agree. If I can find just 10 righteous in the city, I'll spare the city. And then we know that there wasn't 10 righteous. There was only Abraham's nephew, Lot, and his family was the only ones that were spared. The city was not spared. But had there been just a few more righteous people within the city could have been spared. That tells me that if Abraham, who is pre-Pentecost, he's the father of the faithful. If Abraham, he's the launcher of this whole covenant of faith that we have. If he is the very beginning of this covenant of faith, pre-Pentecost, could have this dialogue with God where he bargains with God for judgment to be swayed, to be saved off of the people, and God will bargain with him and agree with him. That means that the Lord is open to our prayers. We can pray for our community, pray for our city, pray for our state, pray for our nation, pray for the world, and the Lord will hear us. I'm saying to you with confidence, this thing is not going to go exponential. It is going to go back down. It's really only a question of how high it will get before it does and how long it takes to feather out. But this thing is going to come to pass. This too shall pass. I don't have a direct word from the Lord on how many days or how many weeks it will be, and I'm not trying to prognosticate. I'm just telling you, I feel in my spirit the Lord is going to bring us through. This thing is going to pass, and we're going to be able to get back on the horse and ride again, so to speak. We're going to be able to get back into the jobs, back into the economy, back into the income. But my point in all of this is, remember who it is we're worshiping. We're not worshiping government. We're not worshiping the president. We're not worshiping senators. We're not worshiping economies or failed economies or dollars or missing dollars. We are worshiping the one true Almighty God who created heaven and earth. He is the miracle worker. He has all power. And the scripture tells us that anyone who does not want to remember him in the way he is, and that word remember doesn't just so much mean think about whatever you knew of him in the past. It means that you keep him in the forefront of your thinking. You keep him as the focus of your heart. Keep him as the focus of your mindset. Whenever temptation looms and you are want to give into it, remember God and resist that temptation. Whenever something is challenging your faith and you're tempted to doubt, keep God in the forefront in your thinking. Remember God always at those times. We remember God when we're faithful in prayer. We remember God when we're faithful in fasting. We remember God when we're faithful in studying the Bible. We remember God when we witness to others. We remember God when we dress godly with modesty and gender distinction on our clothing. We remember God when our beautiful, godly, apostolic ladies pay attention to the scripture in Corinthians and don't cut their hair. We remember God when we pay attention to the scripture in Corinthians and our men do cut their hair. We remember God when we refuse to partake of dangerous addictions, smoking and alcoholism. Everything we do, we remember God when we give our tithes and our offering and our missions. Everything we do, worship is more than a song. Worship is more than showing up on a church pew. Or in this case, a meager substitute for it, showing up on your home pew called a couch. I hope you're not in pajamas and eating Cracker Jacks or Lucky Charms. Worship is more than just a waving of a hand or jumping up and down. It's all of those things, but it's more. Worship is our entire life spent for him, dedicated to him and serving his purposes. Amen. I want to read a little bit for you from these passages in Isaiah. It's so powerful because in defending himself in this theological firefight, trying to convince a gainsaying and backslidden people, trying to convince them of his track record and his veracity and his dependability, God winds up bragging on himself. All in through these chapters in Isaiah, and it is so powerful. In Isaiah chapter 41, verse 1, keep silence before me, O islands, and let the people renew their strength. Let them come near, then let them speak. Let us come near together to judgment. Who raised up the righteous man from the east, calling him to his foot, gave the nations before him, made him ruler over kings. He gave them as the dust to his sword and as driven stubble to his bow. He pursued them and passed safely, even by the way that he had not gone with his feet. Who hath wrought and done it, calling the generations from the beginning? I, the Lord, the first and the last, I am he. And then if you look at verse 13, for I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. There's one place, and I may or may not get to it to read it, but let me just mention it. It's a powerful section. There's an area in through here. It's in Isaiah chapter 46, verses 4 through 7, where God says, he says, remember, I'm the one who carried you, and I'm the one who carries you. And then just a few verses later, he says, think about the idol. The idol doesn't carry you. You carry it. He goes through here as he's crushing the idols. He says, how foolish is it? I'm paraphrasing. God says, how foolish is it that a man is going to cut down a tree? He's going to plant a tree and let it be watered and let it grow strong. And then when he's ready to harvest it, the lumberjack's going to cut down the tree. He's going to take that tree and with part of it, he's going to make a fire and he's going to cook his food on part of it. And he's going to get warm around it and he's going to eat the flesh, the roast that he's roasted on that fire. And after he's treated that fire as the servant that it should be, the implement, the tool that it should be, he's then going to turn around and take part of that same tree and carve it into an idol and bow down in front of it and worship it. And this, it's though the Lord is saying, how foolish is that to worship the stock of the same tree that you just burned part of it to cook your food and warm yourself? And he's, and another place he says, you know, he says, your idols, your false gods, he says, you'll have to pick that up and you'll have to carry it. It doesn't have the power to fly. It doesn't have the power to walk. It doesn't have the power to run. You'll have to carry it. And he said, wherever you set it, that's where it's going to stay. All in through this, the Lord is saying, don't make statues and bow down to them. Don't make idols and bow down to them. He says, that's foolishness. Don't do that. And so it is that we don't make statues and we don't bow down to statues. I don't bow down. I don't make my own statues and I don't bow down to anybody else's statues. I bow down to the one true God who made heaven and earth. I lift my hands to him. I clap my hands to him. I run the aisles for him. I dance for him. I dress for him. I live for him. I worship him. I praise him. And he has a name, and he came to earth, manifested in flesh as the man Christ Jesus, that at the name of Jesus, every tongue shall swear and every knee shall bow. We're going to swear that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. And so here we are. You can literally carve up two categories and look at your entire past life and separate every memory from your entire life into two categories. Those that cause me to know God is real, and those that are just history, that if I think history is always going to repeat itself, that nothing outside of history can ever happen, that no new thing can happen, that God has a lid inside this box and can't get out of it. Anything that's in that category, that would, remembering it would limit your thinking and make you think that God can't do X, Y, Z, that's something not to dwell on. That's something the scripture, Elder Clayton mentioned it this morning. Whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are true, if there be any virtue, think on these things. This phrase, remember not, doesn't mean that you have to just like go get a hypnotist to hypnotize you and make you where you can't remember that part of your life. It means that you don't think on that. You don't dwell on that. I'm preaching to you an exciting and powerful message. The believer has control of their thought life. The New Testament scripture teaches us that we have control of our thought life. When it says casting down imaginations, we have the power to pull down strongholds, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God.
Well, that's all the time we have for now, but join us again when we'll bring you more in this continuing series.
Thank you for listening. You can reach us online at cac.us.com. Catch the Voice of Truth broadcast each Sunday morning at 11:30 right here on Talk Radio 103.3 WAJR-FM.